Yo, yo, what's going on, folks? This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, folks. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. How would you call a billionaire midnight rant? Why not? You know what? Why not? There's a book that says, Dream Big. And you know who Donald Trump is? Donald Trump said something profound one day. He said, if you're going to dream, you might as well dream big. And listen, and I know you folks, you don't want to hear this, but, you know, it's not so important that you hit the goal. I know you guys are like, oh, I got to hit my goal. I got to hit my goals. It's really not that important that you hit the goal. What's important is, whatever the goal is, make sure the goal is huge, it's big. Why? Because if you ever hit the goal, you will realize that the journey, the consistency, and the persistent efforts to reach the goal, well, there is exactly where the excitement lied. Right there. And I get it. I know many of you say, nah, absolutely not, Wes. I learned this from a rich Canadian back in the day when I was broke. He was younger than myself. And he said, Wes, man, I love your enthusiasm. I love how fired up you were. I mean, you think I'm fired up now. I was fired up like crazy 10 years ago. He says, but one day, that fire, that desire, that hunger that you have right now, it's going to dissipate. It's going to fade because you're going to hit the goal. And once you hit the goal and once you get where you want to be, you're going to have some fun. You're going to buy some things. You're going to go to some places, but then it's like, you know, what's next? And he's right. So I'll tell you something here. I know you don't want to hear this, but enjoy the journey. Like, enjoy it. Just enjoy the process. Like, enjoy every milestone that you're hitting with your business, with your companies, with your opportunities. Just enjoy it. Enjoy the first sale. Enjoy your first 10,000, 5,000. Enjoy when you first tell your job to go to hell that you quit. Just enjoy the process, honestly. Enjoy when you invest in yourself and buy courses and buy mentorships. Just enjoy the process because one day there's a possibility that you may hit it. And let me tell you something. Once you hit it, it's done. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have bigger goals, right? Obviously, you set a new goal. But it's nothing like, you know, the journey when you have nothing. And that's where I've been. I've been in a situation, and comment below if you've ever been here. I've been in a situation where I had to search for pennies to put gas in my car. True story. Searching through the glove compartment. Give me a second. My internet is acting up. But yeah, true story. Searching for nickels in my car to pay for gas. There was a time that I was always on E. Can anybody relate? Like, I was always on E because I never had enough money for gas. And that's when gas was 99 cents per gallon. So I can imagine what people are doing now. Like, I'll tell you another story. Because I know you guys like stories. Because, you know, I'm rich now. But let me share some stories so you'll be able to relate. I will never forget the night. I'm in Keller, Texas. That's right outside of Dallas. I'm staying with my girlfriend. Her name is Michelle. Okay? And we're fighting. Not physically fighting, but we're just arguing. I mean, it's 12 o'clock. It's midnight. Shouting back and forth. She just cussing me out. I'm not cursing her out because I don't cuss women out. And she's just, it's insane. And it got so bad. I remember it was a neighbor downstairs. I know if it was a white chicken, she was fine. Man, she was fine. But she had 8 kids. And I remember we used to hear them having sex. It was insane. But listen, get back on the story. I remember that night we were fighting, going back and forth to the point that I end up leaving, getting in my BMW. I had a little smaller BMW. And I don't know. I didn't have money for a hotel. I don't know why I didn't have money for a hotel, but I parked in the parking lot and I went to sleep in my car. Anybody can relate? Like I've slept in my car many nights because of Michelle. That's to say that relationship was toxic. Sleeping in a two-door Mercedes. And I'm a big guy. I've been there. Like, I tell you that story because even at that time, I wanted to be rich. I was reading books and trying different things, jumping into network marketing companies. But life was still happening. And what I want you to understand is life will still happen. Like life, like your current life, because you make a decision to do something else or to seek financial freedom doesn't mean that life stops. It doesn't mean that the bills stop, problems in your relationships. As a matter of fact, I got a text today from a young man. I met him when he was 19 years old, and he had a girlfriend. Let me tell you something. I tell all young men under the age of 25, I tell them to dump their girlfriends. Honestly. Like, it's just a waste of time. You know, aside from all the sex that you're having with your girlfriend that can potentially put you in a situation to have a baby, like, it's just a waste of time. It's just dangerous and stupid. You know what he told me? Just like all young men tell me. Oh, I can't do that, man. I can't. But he want to be rich. He want to be wealthy. He want to do great things, right? Like every young person. I can't do it, Wes. Nah, man. I love her. She supports me. I don't know. Why do every young man that I speak with always say that their girl supports them? And I'm like, what kind of support are you talking about? What, a motivational speech? Well, she said, you can do it, baby. You can do it, baby. I mean, that don't make fucking people rich. Just because your girl said, you can do anything. You can do anything. You can do everything. You got this. I got your back. Okay. You still have to learn how to run a company, stupid. I mean, you still have to have some type of intelligence as well. You know, motivation or your girlfriend telling you can do everything and you can conquer the world. That's what she's supposed to say. What else would she say? She likes you. If she don't like you, she ain't going to tell you that anymore. But listen, this young man, you know, he didn't leave his girl. And today he sends me a text message. He says, I swear to God, like verbatim, he said, Wesley, man, I'm ready to make money. You were right. I dumped my girlfriend, now I'm by myself, and now I'm focused. And I was like, of course, I'm right. You're young. What can a man in his early 20s do for a woman? Nothing. And it takes men a long time to get that, to understand that. Nothing. What can you do for her? That even matters. Like, what can you do for her that matters? Can you provide for her? Can you give her some advice? Can you be an emotional, can you give her emotional support? No, because you lost. You don't even know what you want. You don't know where you want to be. You don't know where you want to go. You're totally lost. You don't know what you want with your life. So he finally did it. He said, Wes, you were right. Well, of course I was right. I'm always right. And honestly, I don't say that in an arrogant way. I'm not trying to be right all the time, honestly. And I'm right 99.9% of the time. Honestly, when I talk to people and do it, and they repudiate. It's not about being right or wrong. It's called experience. And You know, my first goal is to save all these young men to tell their woman that you're done. Just tell her you're done with her. You don't need a reason. Because if you don't end that relationship, she's going to end it with you. She's going to end it with you. And women are smart. Once they end a relationship, they already have another guy. Because it's just a better suitor. Because the most incapable men on the planet are men in their 20s. Because these men are lost. They don't know what they want to do. They don't know if they should go to college, start a business. They don't have any goals and dreams. They're very vague. They smoke weed. They drink. They party. I mean, these are the most just unintelligible men on the planet here. Not all 20-year-olds, but a lot of them. You know, no money in the bank account. Making under 20 bucks an hour, just lost in the sauce. Okay, so leave her. Or she gonna leave you, okay? But any questions for me, folks, tonight? If you don't know who I am, my name is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. I'm a young black rich man from Houston, Texas. I'm a self-made millionaire, which means I made myself rich. I did. And I can say that. I can say that honestly. No one helped me. I've met different people in my life and learned from them, but no one took me by the hand and mentored me. I mentored myself. And it was just relentlessness. I would just, you know, some of you truly believe that you got to be very intelligent to be rich. Nah, you don't have to be intelligent. You got to be relentless. You got to be fucking relentless. And I am. Like, I'm getting ready to do $100 million with my app here. And I'm just relentless. Like, when I want something, when I have my eyes on something in my mind, I don't give a fuck about anything. I want what I want, period. And you may say, well, what about my family? What about them? You know, call me when I'm available. I call my children when I'm available. They call me, I talk to them. I mean, they need to have their own and their own business. My parents... Hey, listen, I spent 18, 19 years with my parents. Now it's time for me to live my life. I take care of my parents. They live a great life. They just came back from Paris. They're living good. My dad's a pastor of a church. He has his own mission, his own purpose. I have no time to be talking to my parents all day on the phone. I got a fucking mission. I got a purpose, and I'm going to hit that motherfucker. It makes sense? That's just how I am. I'm just like that. Okay? If I want something, I'm going to make it happen. And I love big challenges. I love solving big problems. I learned that from billionaires. They say, you want to be a billionaire? Solve a billionaire problem. You want to be a 100 millionaire? Solve a very difficult problem. The more difficult the problem that you solve, the more money you make. Okay? So I'm all about solving problems. I love it. I get hot. I get turned on from it. I get turned on. Like a lot of you men, you get turned on by beautiful women. I get turned on by problems. Bring me the problem. Bring me the mother and problems. They say more money, more problems. Great. Give me the problems then. Like, honestly, if I can make more money, and I can, if I can make more money solving problems, well, please give me all the problems humanly possible so I can make more money to help people, help myself, and do fantastic things with the money. All right, questions for me. Talk to me. Wes is the best virtual mentor on the planet. Thank you, Apprentice Millionaire. I appreciate you, man. And folks, this is just the unfiltered version of me, even though I'm like this all the time, honestly. If it meet me in person. But, you know, I'm not one of those millionaires that I'm trying to act a certain way because I want to take your money. I want you to know how millionaires act and behave outside of the marketing to you. Like, I do this for free. I don't have to. But what I want you to capture from me is it's just my attitude. I'm just relentless. Listen, and I'm not trying to brag here, but I am a badass motherfucker. I am. Like, I just know. And I know it. Like, I just know it, right? Like, it's 12:41. I'm talking to you, big head. trying to help you become a very successful man and woman. And I'm working. I'm going to work after this. I'm working. Working on automation. I'm working on artificial intelligence right now. I'm building automated scripts that my team is going to use to the point that we're going to go from $30,000 a day to $50,000 to $100,000 every single day with one company. Just watch. I'm doing it right now. I'm building it out. I'm using Zapier and Make.com. Go to those websites. Try to figure it out for yourself. I'm a very technical person. If I don't know something, I'm going to learn it. Okay? See, I want you to model my attitude. I'm just relentless. See, it's not about knowing everything. A lot of you say, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. Well, learn. I don't care if I don't know how to do something. I just find out. I'm a figure that shit. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how many hours it takes. I'm just going to figure it out. That's how I became a millionaire. It's just like a big puzzle. It's like a big puzzle. That's all what it is. To make the first million, it's probably the most difficult thing that you would ever do in life. Making a million, like actually having a million, not just making it. Because I think we will all make $1 million before we die, but I'm talking about having it cash or assets, right? Very difficult. But I'm so hard-headed, so relentless that even though I was raised in the hood on the south side of Houston, Texas, I'm here to know Worthinghouse School, Sterling High School. If you're in Houston, Texas, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Cullen, Sunnyside. Like, even though I'm from that area, I still made that shit happen. Still killed it. Still made $1 million. Came out of poverty and became the first millionaire in my family. Multi now. And we're going for 100. We gotta touch that 100 million. Bigger problems. I'm just hard headed. You know, I'm just gonna give you my passion. Let me tell you a little bit about my passion. Look, I'm a hard headed guy. I was a hard headed kid. I was a hard headed child. I was a hard headed soldier. I was a hard headed student. Honestly, I gave, like, when I was in school, I gave every teacher so many problems. Talk to my parents, they know. They was up there every week because, you know, I was in trouble. I was in the principal office all the time because of bad behavior. I was rebellious. I just didn't give a damn. I did what the fuck I wanted to do. Now, I'm not suggesting you do the same thing because, you know, life was very difficult for me, right? I don't know. I wanted to do things my way. And you got to pay a price if you like that. If you're hard-headed and very stubborn and dogmatic, you're going to pay a price. You will, until you figure out your niche or your category, or you wise up a bit and use that rebellious to make yourself successful. But I've always been like that. So if you're a C and D student, you have an opportunity to be rich. If you are just a rebellious, stubborn person, you got an opportunity. Because I truly believe that you have to be a little bit stubborn in life to make a ton of money. Because to be stubborn means that you hold on to your beliefs. Now, listen here. Some of your beliefs you need to let go. Okay? But some beliefs, such as if you believe that you're going to make $1 million, well, you need to be stubborn about that belief. If you believe that you're going to do it no matter what, you got to be very stubborn about that. Okay? Period. You can't allow people to convince you. That's one thing people couldn't do to me. And they tried to. They tried to convince me that I should work a job. They tried to convince me. I remember my parents at one time. They tried to convince me to go back to work. But come, Wesley, you have a good job. You're an engineer. I swear to God, this is the conversation. You got a good job. Just go back to your job. You can't even just hold a job. I can remember my mom and my father's face. You got a good job. Just be stable there. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, shut up. Right? Obviously, I couldn't tell my parents to shut up. But they didn't get it. I didn't want stability. I wanted to be rich. Does that make sense? I don't want a stable, normal life. Because I used to lose jobs all the time. Because I didn't care. Because I knew, listen, when I hit 21, 22 years old, I knew I wasn't going to work for somebody for the rest of my life. I just didn't know when I was going to find that unique opportunity to exit the rat race. I didn't know when, but I knew I wasn't. So I was always quitting or getting fired from jobs. I was jumping from job to job. And my parents just said, you need to be stable. And you lose your job. You lost your job again, Wes. I remember these conversations with my parents. You lost your job again? Because then a couple of weeks later, I lose my apartment. Then a couple of months later, I lose my car. This in my 20s, I've lost at least 3 to 4 cars, like repossessions. Apartments, I've been evicted at least twice. I still remember sleeping. Can anybody relate? Sleeping on the floor of my next door neighbor. His name was Hector, my Mexican boy, my Mexican friend. You know, he was great because every day, it was 10. I remember this like it was yesterday. I was in like 25, 26 years old, and I'm staying in an apartment with 10 Mexicans. And all these Mexicans, they was illegal. Most of them was illegal. My friend Hector, he was the only legal one. I swear to God, I can't make this up. I'm sleeping on the floor every night for months because I just got evicted because I couldn't pay my rent because I just lost my job again. Like when people talk about starting over, I've started over a lot, a lot. I can't say hundreds, a lot. I started over a lot. I would get a job, make some money, get a car, get this, and then lose it all. That has happened to me so many times, folks. But I got to the point, I was just so numb to it. I just didn't care anymore. Like, I just didn't care. And when I say I didn't care, like, I wasn't whining and bitching and complaining because I was sleeping on the floor of Hector's apartment. I was excited because I knew that every night at 10 o'clock, we were going to drink cervezas and eat fajita tacos. I missed them fucking tacos. Damn. They were so good. And put that nice red sauce. You know, no, not the green sauce. The green sauce is the spicy sauce. He had a little grill outside. And every day, I remember going to the store. It was like a little meat market. He would buy all these fajita meat. He would make, oh, man, that was the best. Oh, my God. No, oh, no pun intended. But, man, that was some good meat. That fajita meat, them tacos, flour tortillas with that green sauce. I tell you all that to tell you this, that all those adversities or issues, that was just minor shit. Like a lot of you exacerbate and you exaggerate your problems. You act like it's the end of the world or something, you know? You're like, oh, I lost this. I lost some money in this investment. Oh, I don't know. I just lost my iPhone. Oh, they just fired me. Oh, my girlfriend just told me she's done with me. Who cares, so? Oh, I just lost my car. Oh, somebody's sick in the hospital that I love. Okay. Okay. Now what? You know, maybe I'm just different. You know, you might say, maybe you're just not a compassionate man. Maybe you just stolid. You don't have the ability to have empathy and to showcase your emotions. Of course I do. What do you mean? Absolutely. But however, this is how I think about life. You know, everybody can't be fucking crying at the goddamn funeral. You know, when somebody die. You know, say if my parents die, pass away. One day they will. It's just going to happen. Like, everybody can't be crying at the funeral. Somebody got to be strong. Right? Like, if you get fired, if they fire everybody at the job, everybody can't complain and bitch. Somebody got to stand up and say, you know what? We're going to make this shit happen. Somebody got to be strong for everybody else. Well, I'm that guy. I'm the strong one. And it's not because I'm trying to hide some people. Like, well, you're just trying to hide the weaker side of you. What are you talking about? I'm trying to hide. I'm not hiding anything. It's just how I've been programmed. It's just how it is. It's not that I don't know how to show remorse or be compassionate or empathize. I can do that. Okay? But I am a no-nonsense individual. And I see life differently than most people. You know, life is just a journey, man. It's like a game. That's all what it is. When I say it's a game, you can always hit the reset button with life. You can always make different decisions in the game. You can reset the game. You can perceive the game how you want it. Life is just a game. It's just how you play the game. Everybody's playing the game called life. Does that make sense? We're all playing the game. We all want some money. We want somebody to love us. We want to love somebody. And we want to be skinny or muscular and attractive and sexy and get the approval of others. Okay, yeah, we all doing the same thing. It's a game. We all have that same outcome. Most people's outcomes is to be pretty, handsome, fit, athletic, rich, wealthy, abundant, positive, happy, and in love. Are married. That's the objective. That's what everybody on this planet, they're trying to get a few of those things. Am I right? So how is that not a game? Every day when you go to work to do what? Make some money. When you're on the chat, you know, when you're on the dating websites and on Tinder and Bumblebee and Christian Mingle and IDon'tWantToBeSingle.com. You know, when you're doing that, you're trying to find somebody, you're trying to find your match, trying to find your soulmate. You're looking for love. You want to be loved. When you buy that workout DVD, you get that gym membership at 24 Hour Fitness or Pilates class, yoga class, because you're trying to make yourself look better. Duh. You want to look sexy. And why do you want to look sexy? Because you want other people to think that you're sexy. Because it raises your self-esteem. So listen, we all playing the same game. I mean, we playing the same game. We all have the same objectives. And at the same time, we all trying to make some money. Right or wrong. I just know how to play the game. I'm playing it well. I'm handsome, sexy, fit, smart, intelligent, rich. And I have the love of my life. I'm winning. So I'm trying to show you how to win as well. Does that make sense? Okay. I want you to win as well. But I want you to realize life is a game, which means don't take it so seriously. Like, don't take your problems so seriously, okay? Be serious about your dreams, but your problems? I mean, it is what it is. Questions for me. Questions here. You have the floor. Update on my shoulder, my neck. It's getting better, but my baby girl, my queen, she says that I have to get an MRI. So I got to do it. Can't get out of it. She hates to see me in pain. So, I mean, I'm getting better, honestly. I am. But one thing about me, I'm such an optimistic person, positive person. So it's hard to know if I'm really hurting. But she knows. I don't know. This girl's a psychic. She knows. She knows. She knows. What is it like being rich? It's absolutely fantastic. What do you mean? How does it feel to be rich? Feels good. Feels great. Feels perfect. Exceptional. Amazing. Abundant. Okay? Feels good. Much love to the young man that's taking notes here. questions here. I'm here to help you with your real life problems, because I know a lot of you, you have real life problems. I hear this amongst the young folks. Man, I have real life problems. Well, what is a fake life problem? You know, when you hear people, man, I got real life problems. So what is a fake life problem? People are so hilarious. If you folks only knew how grateful you should be. Oh, God. Oh. I'm so grateful for my life, man. I love it. As a matter of fact, I want you to comment below how grateful you are. You should be. If you're not, you should be. I mean, my arm is in pain a little bit here, but I'm still grateful. I'm grateful that I got a woman that cares about me, and she's going to put me in position to fix my pain. There's always an opportunity to be grateful about something. Always. Never forget that. So if I don't know what to do with the money, I would never get it. With what money? What money are you referring to, young man? Hey, girl, it's Harley. How are you? And go ahead and comment your names below. Let me give you guys a shout out here. Girls and gals. Guys and gals. Amy, how are you, sexy Big P? What's up, sexy Big P? Big Tang. Ben Tang. I can't make this up, man. These names. My money goal. What's your money goal? Player career football gaming. Shahida, you're late. What's up, Nina? How are you? Lena Limtier. Azeeb, how are you? I want you to know that this is live right now, so I can see your name below here. Ask, believe, and receive. Corrupt Scott. The Millionaire Dollar Poppy. James Porter. Jordan. Tummy Rat. Okay. Any questions for me before I go back to work and make some more money? I'll put myself in a position to make money. You got booted? Okay. Welcome back, Tummy Rat. Pew, 244. Any questions for me here? Listen, I'm here to help you, and I'm here to answer any questions that you may have. Okay. How did you meet your wife, Wes?
You don't be my wife, eh?
That's a story for another day. Okay, Nina. Good job. Next question for me. Folks, are you enjoying yourself? Like, and I want you to be honest with me. No BS. Are you enjoying these rants? Because I don't understand why there are not more questions here below. Can you take some time to relax from work? We need you. Don't burn yourself out. No, I will not relax. No sleep. I'm working. I'm working. Listen, if you don't get a notification, that means you need to turn your notifications on for Wesley Virgin. Okay? Because there's going to be a time very soon there's going to be millions of people in this rant, and you're not going to be able to get in. So you better enjoy yourself now. Turn on your notifications for Wesley Virgin. That's obvious. Good job, Nina. Proud of you. Sleep is very important. Yeah, for the broken poor, of course. Or if you're an athlete, which none of you are athletes, so no. I'm working too and I need to get up early. Perfect. Good for you, Tommy Rat. Thank you, Ebony. So why aren't there any questions here? Should I shut this down? Should a king just lay it down? Oh, God. Do you bet money on sports apps? No, that's stupid. Natalia? How are you? Lucky Five Luciano? Anna? How are you? What are the things you did to mentor yourself? You know, I just didn't give up. I was relentless here. I just never gave up. That's it. Mentoring myself, I would talk to myself. Wes, you got this. Keep going, Wes. Keep going. Don't stop. Like I would talk to myself, honestly. You might think I'm crazy, but I did. I talked to myself. You got this. Yeah. You just lost your house. You just lost your apartment. It's all good. Yeah. That girl just kicked you out the house. You're sleeping in your car, but it's all good. You're a dump in the morning. Hey, Savannah, how are you? This is off the subject, but I smell like icy hot right now. You know that menthol smell? Strong. Like I feel like an old man wearing icy hot. You know those old men that have Bengay all over their body? Jesus Christ. Hey, any questions for me? If not, I'm going to work and I'm going to sleep. How to change my financial life when I'm broke? But duh, we understand that you're broke. Okay? First of all, you're not broke because you can't make money. You don't know how to budget and manage your money. That's the problem. Okay? So how much money are you making per month, my guy? Let me give you guys a lesson in finances. You know, a lot of you think that you're broke because your job don't pay you enough. No. You're just stupid with the money. You're dumb. Honestly, you're just stupid with the money. Okay? Thank you, James Porter. That's right. 70-30, 30-70. Somebody listening. I love when people listen to me, of course. How should negative thoughts appear while meditating be addressed? You don't address them. Let them come and let them go. Emily. Honestly, I wish I had my woman over here right now massaging my back. That'd be nice. Folks, I'm just talking. All right, any more questions for me? Because if not, I'm going to call it a night here. Give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, folks, thank you for joining the Millionaire or the Billionaire Midnight Rant. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Next time, come with questions that I can answer and help you. This is virtual Millionaire Mentorship. Are you in love? Of course I'm in love. This is mentorship here. And I'm going to leave you with this. Psst. I'm gonna leave you with this. Don't fucking give up. Okay? Whatever you do, just don't give up. I want you to always remember what I said. Just don't give up. Even if I don't end up being your mentor on the internet, just never stop. Just keep, like, you will find it. It's like a needle, like success or making a ton of money. It's like a needle in a haystack. And I'm here to tell you that that needle is there. You just got to keep looking. And it's hard. That's a lot. That's a lot of hay. That's the problem. So much hay. And it's the small needle that you got to find. But if you keep going through the needles of hay, of the bales of hay, you'll find that needle is there. I'm telling you. I know because I found it. I love you. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love, and let's go.